This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning, I'm Araceli Gomez Aldana, and this is The Rundown. It's been 2 years since Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott began busing and flying thousands of asylum seekers to Chicago. So far, more than 47,000 migrants have arrived in the Chicago area. According to city data, nearly 5,500 people are currently in 17 government-run shelters. The city is managing capacity by only letting people stay in shelters for 60 days. So far, that's caused more than 2,000 migrants to leave the shelters, though more than half of those people end up returning. The city has spent millions of dollars in migrant relief efforts, and many Chicago residents provided resources to the arriving migrants. It's been more than 2 years since Roe v. Wade was overturned, and Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle has been quiet on abortion rights until now. Cook County's public health system is one of the biggest in the country, and doctors there do perform abortions. But as the county's leader, Preckwinkle says she doesn't advertise this to protect patients and providers.
And I don't want, frankly, to be in a situation where anybody who comes into our hospital has to cross a line of protesters who, knowing that we provide reproductive, full-scale reproductive health care, have decided that they are going to picket or protest our hospital.
This summer, the county added more days when patients can get abortions and is working with the Chicago Abortion Fund to coordinate referrals. One of the CTA's busiest bus routes is getting extended. Starting today, the Ashland Avenue bus route will now go north an extra mile to the Ravenswood Metro Station. The extension will help close a large gap that was north of Irving Park Road. The Chicago Transit Authority says the change will add 9 new bus stops spaced out roughly every 2 blocks. The Chicago City Council approved the addition earlier this summer for the route, which transports more than 16,000 riders every weekday on average. The route aims to bolster CTA service and improve connectivity for Metro riders. Nearly 100,000 students in Illinois take college classes while still in high school. That's according to newly released federal data. John Fink is at the Center for Community College Research. He says those students are more likely to enroll in college and graduate. Fink says taking college courses in high school through a dual enrollment program gives students the chance to test the waters.
It helps a student who might be questioning, is college for me? Is it going to be too hard? It gives them that first experience to say, oh yeah, I can do this. You know, I went to the college and took a course. I like it here. I'm familiar with the campus. I know how to park.
But Fink says those programs need to be made more accessible for Black, Latino, and low-income students in high school. A few things you should know about today. Nurses at UI Health, who recently went on strike for 7 days, say they scored a few wins, like more flexible working hours. But they say they still want better pay and safer conditions. Nurses say they've been attacked by patients and visitors and want the hospital to do more to protect them. A hospital spokeswoman says they have invested in security. Both sides are still negotiating a new contract. You can soon own a piece of Chicago holiday history. 30 animatronic figures and other props that were once part of the Marshall Field's Christmas window display will hit the auction block next week. The Sun-Times reports the figurines up for sale were originally on display in the 1980s and are roughly half human size. The auction is set for September 12th. A quick look at weather. Temperatures will gradually warm up over the next few days. Today, sunny and highs in the upper 70s, and tonight clear with a low around 57. I'm Araceli Gomez Aldana. Thanks for listening.